Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
Fire it up and open up middle school.
All right, let's get somebody enrolled.
Good morning.
Good morning, KSLX. Who's this?
This is Dan. How you doing?
What's going on, Dan? What can we do for you this morning besides enrolling you in Mark and Neanderthal's middle school?
Besides that, not much. I've been making a million phone calls just to get through, and I every time somebody says you got free concert tickets, I want to say no, they're not free.
Right. You have to work for them.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
And you're going to have to work for this prize now, Dan, because we're going to enroll you in middle school and ask you a series of questions, that series being three. Get two out of three correct and you win. Sound good?
Good luck to me.
Yes, exactly.
The subject today for a Friday is the metric system. What is longer? What is longer, a meter or a yard?
A meter.
A meter, correct. 39.37 inches.
All right.
Yay!
What is longer, an inch or a centimeter?
An inch.
You are correct, sir. This guy knows his metric system.
We're talking base 12 versus base 10.
One more for the clean sweep. You've already won. How many meters long is a 100-yard long football field? Is it 91.44 meters or 111.44 meters?
That would be 91.
This guy's too good. This guy's sharp.
Dan, can you name a song by the Meters?
Oh, God. No, I cannot.
All right, excellent. Congratulations. You won. And yet they're being nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Go figure.
All right.
All right, hang on, Dan. Nice job.
All right, thank you very much.
It's called Sissy Strut, by the way, the song you're hearing. It's a Meters song.
Yeah, the Meters is one of the bands that is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The nominees came out yesterday. This is a ska band. So
ska funk.
Yeah, you wouldn't know much of their stuff necessarily. But the Cars are up again this year, and they really should go in. Bon Jovi's up. Who else did we talk about yesterday? The Moody Blues.
Dire Straits.
Dire Straits are nominated.
Judas Priest.
There's some interesting debates that could go on.
Rage Against the Machine.
No, I don't need to. I'm okay with the nominations.
Yeah, there are a bunch of buttons. But see, when people go, well, who are the Meters? And then you hear this, you go, oh, I know this.
Yeah, I know this. I mean, this is probably the only thing by them I know. But when you started playing this, I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I kind of recognize this.
Yeah, this is one of those songs. It's one of the, you know, when we were talking about cool instrumentals that people hear, you go, oh, yeah, like Green Onions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This is one of the coolest songs ever written.
And it's called?
Sissy Strut.
Okay.
C-I-S-S-Y, Sissy Strut.
It's time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Yes, indeed. We mix up the old fake news, the alternative facts, and it comes out as Mark and Neanderthal's fake facts.
Yep, everything you're about to hear has been made up, completely fabricated, and just is going to be expressed with a sense of confidence that will belie the misinformation that you're about to hear.
Good word, belie.
You're welcome.
All right. You know, since Bob has postponed his show, he was supposed to be here October 28th.
Right, yes. That's a true story. That's a true fact right there.
Yeah. That's not going to happen, unfortunately. He's got a back problem.
Right.
Bob Seger enjoys cosplay. I don't know if you knew that.
Cosplay. That's like a live action role playing, you know, where you dress up like somebody.
Yeah, he recently joined a group in the Los Angeles area that dresses up in medieval costumes and reenacts battles called Hollywood Knights.
Our old traffic guy Dennis McBroom would love that joke.
Yes,
that's a great one. Well, I'm not sure that anybody knows this, but Bob Seger is a true American patriot. I don't think that was even questioned, right?
No.
Right, because he doesn't like Iraq.
Stab an arrow straight, rock around.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
He doesn't like Iraq.
He doesn't Iraq.
Stab an arrow straight, rock around.
Yeah, so I'm just saying.
Bob Seger often embarrasses himself because he can't remember not to pee against the wind. So he always has to change right before he goes on stage.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. Sure, yeah. This isn't Bob Seger's first health scare, by the way.
No?
Many years ago, he had a male breast cancer scare.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he was doing a self-examination, as you do.
Yeah.
And felt a lump that, to him, felt like a rock.
Stab an arrow straight.
Again.
Like a rock.
Yes, like a rock. Yeah, yeah. Any joke worth doing is worth overdoing, Mark.
That's right. You think this was a Chevy commercial.
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah, Chevy.
Stab an arrow straight. Rock around.
Sorry.
A busy sports weekend here. Diamondbacks start against the Dodgers tonight. The Coyotes start their home season tomorrow night. And the Cardinals and the Eagles on Sunday. Now, on the topic of football, how about the Cam Newton thing? Cam Newton of the Panthers.
Jesus, yeah.
You know, making women across the nation angry with his comments.
You big dummy!
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
Yes, it was.
For him to be surprised that women could know about football is, I mean, that's kind of 1983. Really weird.
I know.
But we were curious. If you're a chick, if you're a dame.
A broad.
Tell you what, we got a football quiz for you.
Oh, okay.
We got a little prize together. We'll see how much you know. We'll do a chick football quiz in just a few minutes. Let's see what chicks know about football.
All right, here we go. Hi, Stephanie. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you?
Welcome to the program. We are well, and happy Friday to you. Now, you're a Cardinals season ticket holder, you say?
Yes.
So you're prepared for chicks on football.
You bet.
Stephanie, only one name among these four that is a female, but they all have something to do with NFL football. Are you ready to go? You pick out the one that's actually a female.
Okay.
June Jones. Carol Rosenbloom, Georgia Rosenbloom, Peyton Manning.
Georgia Rosenbloom.
Very nice.
Look at you. Not to be confused with Sage Rosenfels, which is also a very chicky name.
Yes.
Stephanie, name one other team in the Cardinals division. Go.
Seattle Seahawks.
Nice.
Perfect.
Good job. Nice job.
Right. 49ers or Rams would have done also.
All right. Now one more and you win the entire enchilada. We don't have an enchilada for you, but it's just a saying.
Okay.
What is clipping?
Oh, boy. Clipping.
It's a penalty.
It's a penalty.
15 yards, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a 10-yard penalty. It's clipping. It's when you go in front of somebody and you cross their path and you clip their... Is it when they clip your path?
You're flailing there, Stephanie.
No.
I know.
You were doing so well.
It was a good guess, right?
It's a legal block below the knees from behind.
Oh, okay.
What is... This might be tougher. What is play action?
Play action? Oh, that's when the clock is running.
No, that's not it.
No, it's when you fake a run and then
pass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you got to get this one now to get 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Which running back ran for more career yardage? O.J. Simpson or Tony Dorsett?
Tony Dorsett.
Nice. Look at you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tony is number 9 on the all-time list. OJ is number 21. Here's a fun bonus question for you.
Oh, boy. Don't you think this woman has suffered enough?
How many of the top 25 running backs in NFL history are white?
Oh, Jesus. This is so racist.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there are some good ones.
Take a guess.
There are some good ones. Boy, now everybody's racist. Send all your hate mail to Mark at KSLX.com.
The top 25 running backs, how many are white?
8.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is 1.
Did you just say 8?
Oh, no.
Can you name 8 white running backs?
No, I thought maybe, you know, it's just ones I don't know about.
Oh, boy, are we going to get in trouble for this.
No, that's a fun kind of racism. It's John Riggins. He was the only white running back in the top 25. So, Stephanie, hang with us. You did pretty well.
He was white, but he did have an afro.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
All true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mark at KSLX.com for your hate mail.
Hey, that's not racism.
No.
I see a list here with 25 guys on it. I happen to know that 24 of them are black.
Okay.
One is white.
Right. And what was the point of bringing it up?
I find it interesting.
It's the fun kind of racism.
Right.
Kids.
So
we're celebrating diversity is what we're doing.
Reach us. We're talking to a lot of nice folks this morning. 602-260-1007. Email mark at kslx.com or neanderpaul at kslx.com.
By the way, this is...
Send it to both of us. What's going on?
A little awkward. We announced, and it's sort of personal business. We, you know, a week ago today, I took the day off to go finalize a divorce.
Right. That's Paul over there
talking. Yeah. So we talked about this briefly, I guess, earlier this week. And for whatever reason, now I've become the divorce whisperer.
Like what do you mean?
Everybody's emailing me for divorce advice. Say, hey, man, you just went through this. What's it like? What's it cost? We don't want to, like, all of a sudden, I'm your legal aid. You know what I mean? Look, I've also changed a tire. That doesn't make me Elon Musk. You know what I mean? I'm not very good. I've painted a room. That doesn't make me Picasso. I mean, come on.
Right.
I don't know. I can't help you with your divorce. Here's the thing. My divorce is disappointing on so many levels, not the least of which is the fact that my father would be incredibly disappointed in me.
For not having the marriage work?
For not having as many divorces as he did at my age. My old man was married 6 times. By the time he married my mother, he had already had 4 divorces.
Oh.
Yeah. So by the time he was 42 when he married my mom. So I'm 49 and I'm only on my first divorce. So as you can tell, I've got a lot of living up to do for the old man.
Well, you know, he was a member of the Greatest Generation.
Yes, apparently. Yeah. He collected wives. A lot of people collect things.
Wow.
Right now. He collected wives.
He did. You know what the funny thing was? You talked about the story the other day about going to court. I think everybody expects divorce to be like as dramatic as an episode of This Is Us.
No.
No. Big drama, screaming, this and that. And really, it's just kind of a paperwork thing at the end of the day, isn't it?
It really is. And it's amazing because I sat there a week ago, right around this time, I was getting ready to go. And I realized with the stroke of a pen, it was like the last 26 years never happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying, look, I had great memories and it was, you know, look, it wasn't my idea for this thing to end for obvious reasons. I mean,
right.
You think about being married to me, but, you know, I'm just sitting there just kind of like, wow. So I walked out of the courthouse. I'm like, this is odd. I'm not accountable to anybody anymore. I'm just sort of on my own. So we mentioned it, earlier in the week, and
right.
All of a sudden I'm getting emails from people like, hey, man, sorry to hear about your divorce. I'm going through the same thing. She screw you? I'm like, no, I don't, it's none of your business, by the way. Well, I'm thinking about filing divorce in my way. That's the other thing. I'm getting emails from people who are thinking about it now. Like, I'm going to be the arbiter.
Yeah,
you're really trusting your life to me?
You got to make up your own mind.
To me?
Yeah.
I'm going to be the guy. Look at the horrible decisions I've made in my life. Just pull up the KSLX Facebook page and take a good look at the mess that my life is.
This only draws also a more stark contrast between the two of us. You know, you got the loud one and the not as loud one. The fat one and the not fat one.
Hey, easy.
the long-haired one and the no-haired one.
I was going to say the bald one and the not bald one.
And now you got the divorced one and the married one. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are Oscar and Felix.
We have
the fat slob one and the somewhat gay hiding it one.
You almost
said the F word, didn't you?
I did. Because it's not true, and that would be my normal sense. Hey, F off. I almost said that.
Think you can name these tunes? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-Second Song Challenge.
7 songs in 30 seconds. It works like this. You got to guess the title of the 7 songs we play in 30 seconds. The timer starts when the first song's played. When you know that song title, yell it out. The timer stops. If you're correct, then we get ready for the next song. But the timer keeps going until you get that song right or the 30 seconds is up.
All right, let's say good morning to Julie. How are you, Julie?
I'm so nervous. How are you?
No, we're okay. Did you listen to Pete Cummings yesterday at 4 o'clock and get the 30-second song challenge cheat sheet?
I did not.
Oh, see, this is where you could have had an unfair advantage for everybody else. Every weekday afternoon, Pete Cummings plays 3 songs at 4 o'clock. They happen to be the first 3 songs in the next morning's 30-second song challenge. So,
yeah.
Julie, you're sort of working on a handicap today, but it's okay. We believe in you.
Okay, thank you.
Are you ready for your 30-second song challenge?
I'm ready.
For $600, your 30-second song challenge begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Dirty Deeds.
Correct.
Nice.
Song number 2, and go.
Touch Me.
Correct.
Julie, what did you say?
Touch Me.
No thanks, I'm married.
Oh,
okay.
I, however, am not.
And that's new, everybody.
Song number 3, and go.
Come on, feel the noise.
Correct. All
yeah,
right.
She's
got 3.
She's doing good.
She's doing really good. How much time she has left?
She still has 20 seconds left. She's on a good pace here.
Oh,
all right.
My God.
Song number 4. Yes, that's a very good word right there.
Tough
right,
one there. Job. It's a very tough one.
Yeah,
very tough.
Absolutely
one.
Am. Song number, how much time does she have left?
She's got about half the time, so she's got 4 already in 15 seconds. She has 15 seconds now to get 3.
All right. Song number 5, and go.
Reel it in the ears.
Correct.
She's good. She's a goer.
Yep, not bad at all. Song number six, and go.
Oh, I know this song. It's Warrant. Woke up to the sound of pouring rain. Oh. What is this song?
Oh, Julie.
No, no. I remember you from Skid Row.
Yeah.
I remember you, Skid Row. Oh, my God.
She's like, Skid Row, Warrant, Winger.
Yeah, they're all the same, upside down.
Oh, I'm dying.
No. Julie, you did great.
You did very, very well. I thought you were going to be the first woman to win.
I thought it was going to be two, but guess not.
You were very nervous, very scared, but you overcame your fears to put on a very, very credible performance.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well, Julie, we appreciate you playing.
Hi, KSLX.
To know if that fool won on that 60-second challenge, because I'm at work and I didn't get to listen, and I would have won if I got to play.
Those are pretty big words there.
I had the cheat sheets and everything.
So do you think if we just all of a sudden said, hey, it's time for you to take a 30-second song challenge, and let's say we didn't do the money, but we get like another prize for you, would you be able to do it?
I think so, yep.
So let's do one. Let's just do a spontaneous one right here. No cheat sheets, no nothing. We'll get you a nice little prize if you win. It's not for the money.
Spontaneous? No cheat sheets.
Yeah, we'll just give you...
Yeah, you're talking a lot of smack over there.
Yeah.
I am up for the challenge.
All right, here you go. Here's a spontaneous 30-second song challenge. We're going to play you seven songs. Get the clock out, Mark.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here you go. Seven songs. Name them. Ready? And go.
I don't really know the name of that song.
Yeah, see? So you've already lost.
I know.
See? A lot easier to talk smack than to actually deliver.
All right, now listen.
I really thought that I had a very good chance on today's little game because I have three cheat sheets, and I'm usually very good with song titles, but I really didn't expect you to come back at me like that.
So, exactly.
So listen, we didn't get your name, so you're still anonymous to us, so you can call in again and try and win.
Try not to embarrass yourself, all right?
Oh, man. Yeah, so if you're new to the program or you don't get to listen around 7:30, we do something called Mark and Neanderthal's 30-second song challenge, and people have been going nuts for it. We've got some money when it's seven songs that you have to guess from just hearing them. You got to guess the titles or tell us the titles within 30 seconds. It's a tough game.
It's a lot easier said than done. You know, we've had people that are like, hey, why don't you vary the game? People can't win it now.
Yeah.
If you want to hear how it's done, go to KSLX.com, download the app, and check out the Mark and Neanderthal podcast. It's all up there.
Mark and Neanderthal.
We got some of my wife's relatives in town.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, they came yesterday, and I knew they were going to be arriving at some point in the afternoon. And my wife drives me nuts sometimes with how...
Wait. Before we go here,
yeah.
What's the danger factor of her listening to you badmouth her right now?
I've told her this before because I don't get this.
Okay.
I don't understand it.
I'm just going to tell you. Joking about the wife can often lead to future single life. I'm just saying.
I know. Yeah, she's got this. Her godfather, his name is Johnny, and his wife is Jerry.
Right,
and so they're driving in from California yesterday because they're kind of on this driving trip.
Uh-huh.
And I texted my wife at about 2:30 and said, "Do you know when Johnny and Jerry are getting here?" Her response was, "I should be leaving between now and 4:30."
Did you not? Did I asked you a question? I just asked you a question.
That was not the answer to the question I wanted. And then
it's just a non sequitur.
Yes, and I texted her right back and I said, yes, but have they updated you on their arrival time? No answer.
None?
And I texted her back right
away. Maybe she was driving or something and she couldn't respond.
No, she was at work. It drives me nuts.
Why don't you cut your wife a break?
Because she'll do that all the time. I'll text her something like, hey, do you want me to pick up a pizza or defrost something from the freezer? And her answer will be, yes.
Right, exactly, yes.
And then I respond right away, which one do you want, though? No answer. Silence.
I think she's playing with you.
I think
you're one of those guys that has to have a plan for a lot of things. I've known this about you after a couple of years.
Yeah, but
I think she knows. No, I think that she knows that if she doesn't answer your question, you become like it's like a Schrodinger thing where you can't. If it's answered, it's not answered, and if it's not answered, it's answered. Is the cat dead or alive?
But it's also like this. Like she'll be calling me on my cell phone, and I'll get there. I'll see her name on the screen. I'll get there just too late, pick it up, and she's gone. I'll call her back right away. No answer. I'm like, where did she go in the split second that it took me to call her back?
Well, it's a burner. She had to drop the phone. The feds were coming. Clearly. Your wife's leading a double life.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe, you know what? We're coming up, I think it's 2 weeks away, on 30 years.
Wow.
Married.
Look at you.
You know what the secret is? I'll tell you the secret.
Okay.
It is to wake up quickly enough so that you haven't lost enough oxygen so you still have strength to get the pillow off of your face.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yes, so you can fight her off.
That's usually a good idea.
One of the secrets of a long and healthy marriage.
22 years and 4 days after the day we got married, the divorce was finalized.
For you.
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
22. We were together 26 years, yeah. but it was 22 years. We got married on September 24th, and on September 29th, it was finalized.
Yeah. 22 years later. Yours was not a drop in the bucket. Nobody can say you didn't give it a fair shot.
No, it was great.
22 plus years.
And she's the best, and I hope that she is happy and finds happiness in her life.
Look at Mr. Nice Guy.
Sorry.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.